Thank you very much, Mr. President. As we have addressed the use and the recent and alleged use of anti-personnel mines, especially in Myanmar, in Ukraine, in our general statement, I would like to now focus really on the case of Eritrea, if you allow me. And as we have also yesterday said, the EU expresses its continued regret that Eritrea remains in non-compliance with the convention following the expiration of its Article 5 deadline on 31st December 2020. Eritrea has also not submitted an Article 7 report since 2014 and remains unresponsive to efforts to establish a cooperative dialogue with successive presidents and the Committee on Article 5 implementation. The EU once again urges Eritrea to draw upon the resources of the Implementation Support Unit to develop its request and to submit it without delay and to establish a cooperative dialogue as a sign of commitment to the objectives of the Ottawa Convention. At the same time, the EU recalls that the 19th meeting of states parties noted that failing the establishment of a cooperative dialogue with Eritrea and resolution of the current status of non-compliance, the states parties should consider seeking clarification and resolving questions relating to compliance by Eritrea through the Secretary General of the United Nations in accordance with Article 8.2 of the Convention. We therefore hope for a decision in that direction to be taken during this meeting should the non-compliance situation pertain until the end of the 20th meeting of states parties. Thank you very much, Mr.